going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. I'm your host, Doug Reed, and as always, you can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. And a couple other Twitter accounts that I think you should be following if you're a follower of this podcast is at Sports Ethos. We have Ethos Wagering. Great update throughout the days. Our free plays are there. Constant thoughts on lines. Anything to do with the sports market, basically the sports wagering market, you can find there. And also, if you're a fantasy basketball player, I suggest following Ethos Fantasy BK, BK for basketball. Single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed out there. You can get all the NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. And one partner that we do have, if you're into props, definitely check these guys out at Thrive Fantasy. It's T-H-R-I-V-E. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. When you sign up, use the code ETHOS to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first $100 or 2 to 4 free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when those props hit, and the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And if you're looking for props information, you can check out this podcast. We do it sometimes, like the Tyrese Halliburton call from last night, or check out our Ethos DFS team. We have a daily podcast there. A lot of great information. And a lot of great information on our site. If you buy our DFS package, you can get basketball DFS information there, which also will help you with Thrive. So again, check it out at thrivefantasy.com and use the code ETHOS when you sign up. Quick recap of yesterday in the NBA. I just had one play, which was the player prop on Tyrese Halliburton over 16.5 points. And thankfully, that game went to OT, so I hit that. In college, I was 3-6, so down 3.6 units there. Not a good day, but overall 4-6, down 2.6 units. Hope to get back in the black today, so we will get right at it. In the NBA, there are 7 games. Start off, Chicago travels to Atlanta. The Bulls, this line opened at about -4, -4.5 for the Bulls. It is, it's went the other way against Bulls. It's basically only -1.5 right now for Chicago. Total 231.5. At -5, I'd have been on Atlanta, but at -1.5, this is a stay away for me. Maybe a slight lean towards Atlanta. Atlanta has Collins out. Oh, sorry, I've lost my screen here for a second. Let me just get this. There we go. Atlanta has Collins out. Chicago still has Ball and Caruso out. Next game of the night, Miami's in a back-to-back, 2 road games. They travel to Brooklyn, and Kevin Durant is back. This line opened Miami -4. It is switched, flipped, actually, to Brooklyn -1.5. So Kyrie's not playing. Simmons still not playing. Harris is out. Drummond's questionable, but Kevin Durant is back. For Miami, you have Lowry out for personal reasons, and Butler's now questionable. I think I would... I'll be staying away from this game as well. Maybe lean a little. If Butler doesn't play, definitely lean Brooklyn. If Butler does play, just a full stay away from me. Third game of the night, as the Pistons traveling up north to Toronto. The Raptors are 9-point favorites, total 218. I like the Raptors here, but it's a few too many points for me. If anything, I would maybe be on Detroit. But as we know, they can get blown out and look terrible, but they've been playing a little better lately. I have the Raptors about -6, so at -9, a few too many points for me. The Grizzlies travel to Boston to play the Celtics. Boston's 2.5-point favorite, total 223.5. This line opened last night as Memphis is a slight favorite, so surprised it switched this much. I think I'd still lean Boston at home. They've been playing well, playing great right before the All-Star break. Still playing well, but at -2.5, the short home favorite, I think I'd probably be on the Celtics. Next game, which is probably the game of the night, is in Dallas, where Golden State travels there. Dallas finds himself 2-point favorite, 219.5 is the total. Klay Thompson's questionable for Golden State. This is why I'm not really on this game. Too many things up in here. Draymond's still out, but Thompson's questionable. If Thompson were to play, I'm still not sure I could go against Dallas at home right now. I would be on the Mavs at -2. Might be pulling the trigger here, but definitely leaning towards Dallas. Sacramento is on the second night of a back-to-back. They were in New Orleans last night, and they lost by, 30, I think? Travel to San Antonio. The Spurs find themselves 6.5-point favorite. Favorite's 243 is the total. My number comes in about 6.4. This is right in my number, so stay away from me. Maybe I would lean to the under. 243 is a lot of points, especially if Sacramento back-to-back might get a little tired. The last game of the night is the Battle of L.A. The Lakers are on the road, although not really on the road, but they're considered the road team. And the Clippers are the home team, -2.5-point favorites, total 220. The usual AD is out. LeBron is questionable. And the Clips are minus all their big guys as well. I would lean the Clippers here. My line has is about just over -2 for the Clippers, so at 2.5 to stay away from me, but I would lean the Clippers in this game, even if LeBron plays. And at 220, my line's at about 216.5, so a slight lean to the under, but not with a lot of confidence. So nothing I'm really on in the NBA tonight, but some interesting games, especially that Golden State-Dallas game in the Battle of LA. Should probably be a good game, obviously missing the big stars, but it should be a tight game. Traveling to the NCAA, we've got three more conference tournaments starting: the Sun Belt, the Missouri Valley, and the West Coast, which unfortunately isn't much of a tournament because Gonzaga should win that thing running away. But regardless, it is going anyways. The Sun Belt starts, it's played in Pensacola, Florida, which starts today, Thursday, right through till next Tuesday. We've got a couple games that have already tipped. Louisiana, number 8, Louisiana. It was -3.5 at Texas Arlington, number 9, and they won by 3, so didn't cover that spread. South Alabama is -12.5 at number 12, Little Rock. Then we have can't say that I'll be on either teams in those games. Just too many points late. Arkansas State is -6.5 at Louisiana Monroe, and that, I think I'd lean to Arkansas State. Neutral site game. They're definitely the better team, and I can see them scoring a fair bit of points. So I lean to Arkansas State in that game. The day in the Sun Belt has number 7 team Coastal Carolina, 5-point favorite, playing against Georgia Southern, who comes in as number 10, total 132. I'd actually be on Coastal here. I like them probably up to about 6 or 7. So I'd be on Coastal Carolina in this game. Just slight leans, no real plays there. And the Missouri Valley, it starts off with two games. All the games are in Missouri, and they're coining this tournament, as they always do in Missouri, the Arch Madness. Hopefully you can figure that one out, considering it is in St. Louis. At 7 p.m., we have the number 8 ranked Illinois State against the number 9 ranked Indiana State. Illinois State's -1 and 142.5. And I'm actually on Illinois State -1. I'm on the over of 142.5. These guys met twice during the regular season. February 12th at Indiana State. Indiana State won 60-57. And then on the 26th of February at Illinois State. Illinois State won 86-66. So one sailed over. The last one was 152 total, and one sailed under, 117 total. The reason why, though, as far as adjusted offensive adjusted efficiency, Illinois State has an advantage. They're number 124 in the country. Indiana State is number 258. And then offensive rebounding, Illinois State is 150th best team. And of 358 D1 schools, Indiana State is the 357th. It's the second worst offensive rebounding team. That means there should be more second chance points for Illinois State. Then when it comes to three-pointers, what's interesting is Indiana State is the 243rd team in the country at sinking three-point shots. They hit 32.4% of their shots. So 243rd in the country. Two interesting points. First of all, Illinois State is 243rd in defending it as well. But 36.2% of Indiana State's points come from a three-point shot, which is the 25th most in the country. So it's kind of surprising. They shoot more than three-quarters of the teams in the country, more three-pointers, but they're the 243rd ranked team in the country. On the flip side of that, Illinois State is the 40th best team in the country at 37.5%, and Indiana State is the 305th worst defending the three ball. So Illinois State has a better offensive adjusted efficiency, way better offensive rebounding, and shoot more three-pointers. Don't shoot more three-pointers, are more effective shooting three-pointers. That leads me to them being able to cover this one, this minus one, so the short spread. And I think a fair bit of points should be scored. When I look at the three analytical tools that I use, Ken Palm's got the game at 149, Bart Torvik 149, and Jeff Sagarin 155.5. So I'm happy that they line up with me, so I'm on the over 142.5. The second game in the Missouri Valley Tournament, 9:30 in the East, has number 7, Valparaiso, playing number 10, Evansville. And Valpo is a minus 6. With a total of 127. If anything, I'd lean Valpo here. It's a little tight for me. I was hoping it was going to come in at like minus 3.5, minus 4, but I'd probably lean Valpo in this game. So the winner of the first game, Illinois State versus Indiana State, plays number 1 Northern Iowa tomorrow. And the winner of the Valpo-Evanville game gets the number 2 seed in Missouri State also tomorrow. So the third tournament that tips off today is in Las Vegas, the West Coast Conference Tournament. And we have at 9 p.m. in the East, number 8 Loyola Marymount versus number 9 Pacific. Loyola Marymount minus 5.5, total 141. I'd actually be on Loyola Marymount here. It's a little, I was hoping this was going to come out 3 or 4, and then it would have been all, I think it opened at like 3.5 or 4. But by the time I saw it, it was minus 5.5. So I think I'd still be on Loyola Marymount here. The second game is 11 p.m. in the East. Number 7, San Diego, is against number 10, Pepperdine. San Diego is minus 5.5. I don't like laying this much with San Diego, but Pepperdine has looked bad this year, especially the end of the year. So I'd probably be on taking the chalk in both games, taking the favorite, laying 5.5 in both. Also playing tournaments continuing today are the Horizon League quarterfinals. These are all at the campus sites of the higher-ranked team. So we have number 4, Wright State, 4-point favorite, hosting number 5, Oakland, 7 p.m. Also at 7 p.m., we have the number 3 team, Northern Kentucky. They are minus 3 against Detroit Mercy. Total 133 here. In the first game, I think it'd be on Wright State. In that second game, I'd probably be on Northern Kentucky. So again, taking the two favorites. At 8 p.m.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Sorry, at 8 p.m., we have the number one team in the conference, Cleveland State, hosting and 12-point favorites over Robert Morris, 142.5. I'd actually take Robert Morris here. They had their upset of Cleveland. They had the upset in the first round of the last game they played over Youngstown State. And I'm actually on them at plus 12. I'm going to be taking them at plus 12. Cleveland State's much better team, but they've lost four of their last six. Robert Morris comes in off that big upset win, so a little bit of momentum. These guys face each other twice during the year. January 7th at Robert Morris, Cleveland State won 78-77, so they won by one. And then January 23rd at Cleveland State, where Cleveland State won again, 75-68, but by seven. So they won twice, one by one, one by seven. But like I said, they haven't been playing that great coming into the tournament. So I'm on RMU plus 12. The last game in the quarters here is Purdue-Fort Wayne. The number two team hosts Illinois-Chicago, the number eight team. IPFW is minus 6.5. 147.5 is the number there. I'm actually on Illinois-Chicago. I think they can keep this game close. I don't think they win. I'm not on Illinois-Chicago, but I would lean towards Illinois-Chicago. The one that I am on, I didn't mention this in the first game, Oakland at Wright State, the over. So Wright State's a four-point favorite. The total is 145. I'm on the over of 145. These guys met twice during the year. Wright State won both. February 5th at home, they won 75-64, so 139 total. And then February 18th at Oakland, they won 78-74, so a 152 total. The reason I'm on the over is when it comes down to offensive rebounding, both teams are in the, well, top quarter of the country, roughly, top third of the country. Oakland's number 91 in offensive rebounding percentage, and Wright State's number 103. When it comes down to two-point shooting percentage, Oakland is the 86th best team in the country at 52.3%, but Wright State is the 248th at defending, so they don't defend all that well. Flip that over, it's even better. Wright State is 44th best team at two-point field goals at 53.8%, but Oakland is the 306th worst team at defending. So two teams that shoot the two-ball well against two poor defenses, also two teams that rebound on the offensive boards well, leads to second-chance points. Then when you look at adjusted defensive efficiency at KenPom, neither of these teams rank all that well. Again, 358 schools in the country. Oakland's at 268th. Wright State's a little better at 194th. So, played twice, a little bit under the 145 total and a little bit over the 145 total. It's a conference tournament game. These guys are not going to be giving up. It's going to come right down. It's a fairly tight spread at Wright State, minus four. So I think this could be tight to the end, and I'm on the over of 142. And the Atlantic Sun, it continues today with their quarterfinals played at the campus sites. You have number one in the East, Liberty, 11-point favorite, hosting Lipscomb. You have number two in the West, in top half of the bracket, number two in the West, Bellarmine, at home, minus three over Dunk City, Florida Gulf Coast. 144.5 total there. On the bottom half of the bracket, you have number one in the West, Jacksonville State, minus eight against Kennesaw State, who's the fourth in the East. I'm actually on Kennesaw State, not on them, but I would lead Kennesaw State to cover here. Probably lose, but to cover. And then you have this number two in the East, Jacksonville, at minus 10, is hosting Central Arkansas, 137.5. I think I would be just a little bit high of a spread there. I think I'd be on Central Arkansas. On the first ones, Liberty. Liberty is the class of this league, but laying 11 points is a lot. So I think I'm on Lipscomb to cover the dog, to cover that lose, but to cover. And Bellarmine at Florida Gulf Coast. I'm going to call for Florida Gulf Coast there. They've just been playing well. They got the ability to pull off that upset. We go to the Patriot League in the quarterfinals there, also at the site of the higher-ranked team. So we have Colgate, minus 15, and hosting Bucknell, minus 15, total 148.5. I would be on Bucknell to cover that. like Colgate to win, but Bucknell to cover it. The next game in the top half of the bracket is number 4, Lehigh, hosting Army. Lehigh's -1, total 143. And I'm actually on this game. I'm on Lehigh -1. These two teams met twice during the year. January 7th at Army, with Army winning by 22, 77-55. Then January 26th back at Lehigh. Lehigh won 84-71, so they won by 13. And one thing is interesting is the number 13 three-point shooting team in the country. They hit 38.1% of the three-point shots, 13th best in the country. And two things. Army does not defend that shot well. They're the 298th team defending three ball. But also, 35.2% of Lehigh's points, which is the 77th most in the country, come from three-point shots. So I think that's they definitely shoot a lot of threes. They do it well. And Army does not defend that. When it comes to effective field goal percentage, Lehigh is the 87th best in the country. Army is 234th. When it comes to, and if this is a close game, which I assume will be, when you look at free throw percentage, Lehigh is 114th in the country, so top third of the country. And remember, 358 D1 schools, Army is a 353rd team in free throw shooting. So they do not shoot the three ball well. It's almost a little over 10 point difference too. Lehigh shoots 73.5% from the charity stripe, Army 63.4%. So Lehigh shoots a lot of threes. They do it well. Army doesn't defend that. On average, the field goal percentage for Lehigh is top third of the country. Army is bottom third of the country. Free throw percentage, Army is one of the worst in the country, and Lehigh is top third of the country. Leads me to Lehigh -1 in this tournament game. The next two games in the quarters for the Patriot League is Navy against American. Navy at home, -12, 120.5. I'd actually be on American just because that's just too big a number for me to lay. And then Boston University is at home to Loyola. They are laying 6 points, total 132, and I'll actually be on BU here. So I'm taking Bucknell +15, Lehigh -1, which is a play, American +12, and BU -6 in the Patriot League. A lot of other games on tap tonight, and just to quickly scroll down a few that caught my eye. One was Iona at Manhattan. Iona's on the road, -9.5, which I was surprised at Manhattan, total 142.5. I'm actually on the over 142.5. Both these teams like to score, have played a lot of games to the over. I'm going to be on the over there. Marist is at Canisius. Marist comes in -1.5. And I'm at Canisius. I know they're on the road, but I was a little surprised at this. Total 136.5. These guys played February 12th at Marist. Marist won by 1 point. So close game. But when you look at, when you dig a little in the stats, 3-point field goals. Marist is the 79th best team in the country, although Canisius is the 45th best defending. But a flip side of that, Canisius is the 312th team in the country in shooting 3-point shots, and Marist is 115th. So they're pretty good at Marist is pretty good defending it, Canisius not so good at hitting it. 2-point field goals. Marist is kind of about middle of the pack in the country at number 178. Canisius is 322nd team, so they do not defend that very well. And then themselves, they do not hit it very well. The 322nd best team shooting 2-point field goals, and Marist is the 48th best at defending. So I just think that Marist has more offense. Canisius doesn't have the defense. And the short line, I know it's on the road, but Marist, I think, can cover this 1.5-point spread because they've been fairly hot. Well, relative. They've been doing well lately. Scrolling down, we have Michigan State travels to Ohio State. The Buckeyes are -5, total 139.5. Hard to go against Tom Izzo, although he's not living up to the usual mantra of peaking in March, but still hard to go against Sparty in that game. It's a stay away for me. I would probably take Michigan State if I had to because Ohio State's been struggling, but it's tough to go against the Buckeyes at home. Penn State is at Illinois, 7 p.m. these. Illinois is 12.5-point favorite, 132.5 is the total. I'm actually on Penn State at +12.5. I just think this is too many points to be laying. Illinois is a better team. Illinois should win, but Penn State's been playing fairly well, a little bit better lately. Not fairly well, been playing better lately. And I just think this is too many points to be laying in a Big Ten game. We've got Temple at Houston. Houston's -15.5, 131.5. Temple's been a tough team to gauge, but I can't lay 15 points in this game, so I'd actually lean to Temple, although it's definitely a stay away from me. scrolling down the board, we've got TCU at Kansas. Kansas is a 12-point favorite. 142.5 is the total. I'd actually be on TCU there. Jamie Dixon's got them playing well. I don't think they win, but I think they keep it within single digits. So I definitely look at TCU at plus 12 there. 9 p.m. in the East, you have got Iowa traveling to Michigan. This should be a great game. Iowa plays much better at home. Total 154.5. They score a lot more at home, too. But definitely needs this game, I think, to stay live in the tournament. Although it looks like they're in, or will be in, but they need this win and maybe one or two in the actual Big Ten tournament. I think, at least. As we scroll down the board, we have at 9 p.m. in the East, Stanford travels to Arizona. Arizona's 18.5-point favorite, total 146. I'd be on the Cardinal here. I like Arizona to win. I like them probably win easy, probably by double digits, but maybe more in the 12-13 range. I think I'd be on Stanford in this game. Definitely lean towards Stanford. And you've got Oregon traveling to Washington. Oregon is a 5-point favorite on the road at Washington, total 144.5. I'd be on Washington here. I just think Oregon's a better team. I'd expect them to win, but laying 5 at home, I'm happy to take Washington in that play. And that is about it. The last game of the night, well, the Pac-12, is Oregon State travels to Washington State. So obviously the Oregon teams are playing Washington tonight, and then they'll flip and play on Saturday. Washington State's minus 14, 139.5. Oregon State has looked terrible. I thought they were getting a little better a few weeks ago, but they have looked just terrible. Can't touch this game. Just way too many points to lay. If anything, I'd probably take Oregon State. I just think 14 points is too much to lay. So that wraps up the college board. And on to the NHL, where we saw some crazy upsets last night and long money line plays. There's a big board in the NHL tonight. But I'll quickly run through it. Carolina travels to Washington. Carolina, you can get a minus 130. Washington, a plus 110. No real value in either of those lines to me. Minnesota travels to Philly. Minnesota's minus 185. The Flyers, plus 165. Maybe some value there. The Wild are definitely the better team, but that's a big number to lay. Senators at plus 320, travel to Florida and minus 400. Definitely value in the Sens at minus 300, or minus, plus 320 here. But what I do like is more the plus 1.5 puck line. You can get the Sens at plus 135. So basically they have to lose by two or more. Definitely look at that line. I think that's probably the best line. Taking the puck line, the Ottawa at plus 105. Plus 1.5 goals, you get a plus 135. Pittsburgh travels to Tampa Bay. Pittsburgh can get a plus 150. The Lightning at minus 170. I would look here maybe towards the Pens at plus 150 on the road. Bit of a risky play, but I think there's some value there. You get the Canucks basically in a pick'em game at the New York Islanders. Both teams are minus 110. Stay away from me. Edmonton travels to Chicago. The Oilers are the favorites, minus 145. You get the Blackhawks at plus 125. Don't want to touch that one either. I like the Oilers there, but on the road in Chicago, hard to say. Boston travels to Vegas. Boston is the favorite at minus 115. Vegas at minus 105. The next game of the night, you have the Avalanche traveling to Arizona, where I think they lost 4 or 6 weeks ago. Colorado's minus 400, Arizona's plus 320. Again, if you go to the puck line of plus 1.5, you can get the Coyotes at plus 120. That's probably the play in that game. I don't see Lightning striking twice and Arizona getting two wins, but I think the plus 120 puck line is pretty decent. And then the one I do like for the puck line is you get the Canadiens at Calgary. Montreal's plus 320, Calgary is minus 400, but on the puck line of plus 1.5 goals, you can get the Habs at plus 135, and I think that's a pretty good play. Habs have been playing better lately. They're on a bit of a roll. Calgary take them a little lightly, perhaps, and this says Calgary has to win by two goals. If they win by one or less, or Montreal wins, or goes to overtime or shootout, you basically win on the puck line at plus 135. So, lots of games on the ice tonight. Big college basketball slate and a good NBA slate. Hope you enjoyed the breakdown. Again, any comments or thoughts, by all means, hit me up on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. But before I go, I want to remind you of a couple of our partners here. One, we have Manscaped.com. Go to Manscaped.com and use the coupon code HOOPBALL 20, so 20, get 20% off your order and free shipping. Also, check out our pals at mybookie.ag. Use the code HOOPBALL on the third page to sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. So, hope everybody has a great Thursday. Lots of exciting games on tap. And if you have any action on the line, hope you do well, and we will catch you tomorrow. Have a great night.
Keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.